Let us turn to our Bible, the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 11. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. So there is this woman who brought an alabaster jar and she broke it and poured out the perfume on Jesus. When disciples of Jesus saw that, they were indignant, and they thought that that could have been used for poor. So this expensive alabaster jar, when she broke it, they thought that it was a waste. So to those indignant disciples, Jesus said that it's not a waste, rather it is love. You know, that's what Jesus could have said, right? But then he said, the poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. So those who are poor, he is not saying that it's not important to take care of the poor. But when we look at what he said, we can say that Jesus saying, you are not taking this as an opportunity while I'm still with you. This time that I'm with you, you should take it as an opportunity. That's what Jesus is saying. So we need to know this earthly life is a time that we prepare for our eternal life. So this worldview is very important. And the ones who know this and who do not know, and their life will be very different. In this earthly life, it is a chance, it is an opportunity where we can prepare for our eternal life. If we realize this, then everything will come to us as an opportunity. Whether it's a life, easy life or difficult life, and every life is an opportunity that God gave us. So Jesus said that he will not always be with them. And this, the disciples, they did not regard this time together with Jesus as an opportunity. But this woman, when she poured out the perfume on Jesus, the disciples said they didn't even pour out the olive oil on Jesus. And there is such a thing called bucket list. It is a wish list that a terminally ill person, would write down their wish, what they want to do before they die. So when the doctor pronounces that they only have a 1 year to live, then they realize they only have a limited time to live. So from above, from heavenly perspective, our life is limited time. We are like a terminally ill person waiting to die. So there are very rarely there are people who live over 100 years. Also, when the scientists, when they talk about the age of the earth, when the universe began, when we know, when you hear those time, then the earthly life, the life that we have now is very small, very, very short time. So unless we are sure about this world view, then we do not regard our situation, our circumstance as an opportunity. And we don't regard people around us as an opportunity. And also, the family, our family, we don't see them as an opportunity. So if we don't make it clear, then we will bound to complain. And eventually we will be forced to do things that we don't want to do. When Israelites, when they crossed the Red Sea, and that itself is an opportunity for them to conquer the land of Canaan, then their descendants, they will live a different life. It was an opportunity for them. But then this precious opportunity, instead of taking it as an opportunity, they saw their current suffering as something greater. But the Apostle Paul, how was he? In Romans chapter 8, it says, the current suffering cannot be compared to the great glory to be revealed. So the current life that I have, it is an opportunity to reveal the glory that swallowed up the current suffering. Those who have this conviction, this belief, they will live a proactive life and they will try to change everything around them. So, you know, devil, the evil, it is described as the ruler of the kingdom of the air. So the earthly culture, secular culture, it is being controlled by the evil. You know, when you look at earthly, the worldly cultures, none of them says that we need to prepare for our eternal life. And the devil is concerned and worried that we will take this world view and take everything as an opportunity. So the devil, you know, what he is trying to do is that try to show us the current suffering and try and therefore dilute our worldview. Therefore, the spiritual battle that we fight here on earth is that we need to fight trying to win over this clear worldview that this earthly life is a time where we prepare for our eternal life, and we should also let this worldview influence every aspect of our life. So this is our spiritual battle that we need to fight, that every people around us, you know, is our opportunity, because they are not always there. Also, the current situation that we are in is not always available. So therefore, everything that we have is an opportunity that God prepared for us. So hope doing this, hope you can be the ones who can prepare eternal life with this perseverance, with this faith, and with hope. Let us pray. Dear loving Father, with great grace, and we thank you for preparing everything that we could prepare for our eternal life here on earth. May we know that this is an opportunity for us, knowing this worldview. We thank you. In Jesus' name we prayed.